So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. He's an entrepreneur and a lightworker. He helps people just about every day, and he has a very interesting background. I'm so excited. He's joining me today from Australia. So welcome, Henry Tang.
Thanks, Erica. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
So, Henry, tell me a little bit about your career trajectory. Tell me kind of like what started out with your career and how you ended up doing what you're doing now.
Well, that's quite a story, really.
I know, right? In 8 minutes or less.
yeah, I think I can do it in 8 minutes or less. So it's well, how far back should I go?
Well, I think we should start at age seven.
Age seven. Okay, yeah, a bit of a preview of the chapter. Yeah, so at the age of seven, I was sent away to boarding school by my parents, and that was quite okay with me, actually. I didn't mind that at all, and I really enjoyed my time being away from the parental home. And it was, yeah, it was where I found my kind of like independence, really, because I knew if I stayed at home, under the wing of my parents, or it would have been under the wing of my grandma or grandmother as well, because she was looking after me whilst my parents were out at work most of the time. But when my parents were home, we were to a certain extent, a traditional kind of like Chinese family, even though we were living in England at the time, and I was born and raised up in England for the first 7 years. It was very much kind of like under their influence and their traditions and stuff like that. And
I mean, I
everybody should.
just got such a clear picture of the protectiveness energy, and I think about like how I was with my kids and how but with you also, you had the seeing impairment, and that even made it so they were taking even more care of you.
Yeah. So that's it. So the school they sent me away to was like a specialist boarding school, and like every pupil or student there had some kind of sight impairment of one kind or another. They might even be totally blind, but not everybody there was totally blind. Some people must
Right.
had some kind of like impairment, which meant they were legally blind or something like that. So yeah, that was very, very, very interesting to be amongst, like
That
that,
must have been
everybody.
kind of fun, though, a little bit. Like, part of it was just kind of fun to be around, everybody having the same kind of different, getting each other, like getting who each other is a little better.
Yeah, no, that was exactly it. It was like being around these people, because you were living with them. Not only were you in classes, you were living with them in effect, day in, day out, and you're getting to know them, their little quirks. But everybody I guess in the outside world, who wouldn't be aware or not around people with sight impairment, would probably think them a little strange or something like that, or a bit wary or something else like that. But for us, it was all very normal, even though each individual person, you could say, was perhaps a little bit strange, a little bit weird, and
That's interesting. I think actually, considering how short our podcast is, I might be curious about if we wanted to jump into a few minutes of this concept of being able to choose for you. And I really got that picture in your chapter of sort of the societal. I think every family has it, but it sounded like in your family, there's so many, I want to say, like social mores of doing what you're supposed to do or doing the right thing, the perfect thing. Being, I got a lot of energy about needing to be exactly perfect.
Yeah, that was certainly one of the things. Or being doing things, by how the family should, how, you know,
a good life, a good job, a good education. Yeah, that's all.
yeah, exactly. So it looks like that, you know, yeah, most people are kind of like fed those kind of like, you know, dynamics and those beliefs and those kinds of things. But yeah, it's also insidious. And that's what I was kind of like saying in my chapter, was it's also insidious. And you know, and I didn't realize that those sort of things were happening. And then I didn't realize that when I actually started the school at age 7, but that was really me choosing me at the time. Wow. Or discovering, you know, what choosing me was.
Wow. Isn't that kind of a beautiful thing to be looking at in retrospect?
Really is, yeah. And the more I look back on it, the more I realize that. And even fast forwarding to the current time, I've realized that my last 2 years, because I'm now in Australia and I've moved from England 2 years ago. I've realized there's certain things I've done in Australia within the last 2 years where I haven't been choosing me or choosing for me. I've been choosing again. I've been choosing like to live other people's realities and people's lives, people's wishes.
Yeah. It's almost like when you say it like that, it's almost like a, what's that song? Two steps forward, two steps back.
Yeah. I can start to hear it now. Like, I just can't think of the.
I know. Opposites attract or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's like Paula Abdul and the. Yeah, I love the video for that with the, you know, with the cat dancing.
Yeah, that's exactly. And so, as you're doing two steps forward, but then you're doing a step back, how can people like get back into being choosing for them? Because our audience is actually pretty sophisticated and they're already kind of like a yes, but then it's like, then what?
Finding really having time where you're, you know, you spend a certain amount of time away from people, and like maybe a lot of people listening to this show might do that as well, you know, just finding time on your own and finding out, you know, what's fun for you, what works for you, and just reflection, being reflective, going out and doing things you enjoy, really truly enjoy, not because you've been told you should enjoy it, but yeah, just having that time where you haven't got masses of people around you and getting caught up in their energies, so to speak.
I love it. Well, this felt like a 1 minute interview to me. That's how fun it was. So Henry, you'll have to come back to my podcast for another show when we have more time to hang out with you. And if we want to reach you or work with you, how do we do that? How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. So my main website is www.henrytang. So that's henrytang.net. And I've also got a new project which I'm opening up, which isn't mentioned in the book, but it's just within the last couple of weeks. I'm actually moving from Sydney to Brisbane within the next couple of days, and my new project is called Joyful Bodies.
Ooh.
So go and look out www.joyfulbodies.com.au. The .au is like the Australia. So okay, that's how you get hold of me.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me on, Erica.